SBS
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 SBS Radio.
New research reveals that one in three parents with children under the age of five are not taking their children to swimming lessons, despite one in four admitting they have experienced a near-drowning event. 23rd of September to the 2nd of October is Learn to Swim Week, where swim schools across the country are offering free swimming lessons to children under the age of five. John O'Brien, CEO of Poolworks, welcome to SBS Radio.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Thanks for the opportunity.
Can you tell us more about the new research findings, please?
We actually, it's very topical because only 2 days ago, the annual Royal Life Saving Report came out on drownings, and the number of children drowning in backyard pools and rivers and bathtubs and beach, the number went from 22 to 29. Over the last 12 months, 29 kiddies under five drowned. Now, the other scary thing about that is for everyone that drowns, there's another four that suffer permanent brain damage. So they're pretty sad and pretty scary facts. And we do research May every year to try and understand why parents aren't having their children taught swimming or water safety skills in this big country of ours that's so water-focused. And
so, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
So why do you think parents are not taking their children to swimming lessons?
Look, there was two or three things came out this year, mate. One was that over 40% of people said it's just too expensive. Now, it costs the same for a swim lesson, between $11 to $20, as it does for a music lesson or a ballet lesson or a sports lesson. And what we say to people is, don't bundle up swim lessons with all of those extracurricular things. Swimming is about saving a child's life. The trombone lessons can wait till later. So that's one of the things.
What age should parents start taking their kids to swim lessons, and how important is it for parents to take their children to swimming lessons?
Yeah, look, that was one of the other things, May, that people said reasons they don't, that they think their children under five are too young. Now, with that amount of deaths, you know, obviously they need some help. Now, Laurie Lawrence, the famous Australian Olympic swim coach and his program Kids Alive, we team up with Laurie, and Laurie will tell you that the research says that children as young as 4 to 6 months can be taught water safety skills. If they fall in the water, how to flip on their back, get themselves to the side, not to be in shock and take a big deep breath and swallow the water. So 4 to 6 months that you can start getting your child taught basic safety skills.
Can you tell us more about the Learn to Swim Week initiative, please?
Yeah, look, because people said that money was a factor, over the last 4 years, we've been getting more and more generous swim schools across Australia to join our program. This year, we have over 400 swim schools have offered free lessons between those dates, 23 September to the 2nd of October, for kids under five. So all you need to do is pop onto the web, learntoswimweek.com, learntoswimweek.com with a two, put in your postcode, and it'll tell you where the nearest pool swim school is that's offering free lessons.
CEO of Poolworks, John O'Brien, thank you for being on SBS Radio, and thank you for the fruitful information regarding swimming.
That's a pleasure, mate. Thanks for supporting us.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.